Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So Dave.
Dave, yeah.
Why should someone who's just turned onto this podcast stay listening to this podcast for the next however long it takes us to record? Tell us now.
For the lols.
For the lols.
For the lols, yeah. We're gonna have you learn and laugh on That's Life.
We're trying to get him to stay, Dave, not scare him away.
No, this is
you used lol as a word.
For the lols.
They're going, oh god, this guy just said for the lols.
And now they want to stay to see what other.
No, they've gone. They're long gone.
No, they're not. Well, it's fine. They can go. The true fans listen on.
Yeah. Well, thank you if you are still tuned in to the current That's Life podcast you're listening to.
I was watching a thing about business the other day, and the guy was saying the most important thing is to listen to your demographic and reach out to your core audience.
All right.
So you can't please everyone, you know?
So who is our core audience?
Probably, I don't know. Yeah, you do the stats. What,
I really don't have any idea.
I guess, isn't it a lot of Americans tune in?
Yeah, that's true.
They probably like our British accents.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be the reason.
So we have to speak as British as possible.
Got to speak well-spoken.
Well-spoken, the Queen's English. I'm sure we've talked about this in the past. Should we actually introduce the show?
No. I mean, yes, we should.
Well, just in case you're wondering what the hell this is That's Life Podcast.
Woo!
And I'm Dave. I had to think about that there. And he's Tom, because it says your name on the thing. So
you thought perhaps my name might be Tom as well. Is that you got? Is this an easy mistake to make?
It says Tom, your name on the thing, and my brain didn't want to work. Anyway, it's fine. So what we do? We do a podcast, and we talk about topical events and humorous things that happened in our lives, and we haven't done one of these in a while.
No, we haven't. So we're a bit excited.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, because Tom's been busy doing things, and I've been busy doing other things. So, but we're not doing any of those things tonight because we're doing this instead.
This is the thing that we're doing tonight.
It
the
is.
The thing is podcasting.
It is indeed, and we hope to entertain your ears, and you have great lols. So.
Oh, you gotta stop saying lols. That's not okay.
Is that,
you're 29, Dave. You're almost 30. You're almost in your 30s. You can't be a man in his 30s using lol as a word.
Why not?
I'm
down with the kids.
Yeah, but that's not right in itself. You shouldn't be down with the kids at 30. You should be above.
I'm well not 30.
Sorry, you're basically 30.
You're saying like it's a present.
You're very close.
No, I'm not. Brain's not working. 7 months. 7 months, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's over half a year.
So you're 29 years and 5 months of the way to being 30.
Your point is
basically there.
Your point is?
My point is you're almost 30.
All right, so are you then.
No, I'm not. How dare you?
By that logic.
How bloody rude.
Yes, you are. If you round up to the nearest whole number.
I'm like 9 months away.
Mr. Maths. Right, so you round up.
I round up to 1 year. Because 9 months is closer to 1 year. Closer to 29.
All right. Not all of us have a master's in maths.
Yeah, well, you know.
I have a better degree. So,
let's... In computing?
No, business management, actually.
Oh.
So, get your facts right, or just not.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
Not heard it in such a while.
What theme tune was that?
I don't know. Knight Rider, maybe.
Knight Rider. That's a great theme tune, to be fair. Anyway.
It is pretty good. Have you seen Quantum Leap?
No. Sorry, I don't know why I laughed. No.
Oh, okay. That's a shame.
Is that a good film?
Film? No, it's a series.
Okay.
God, get it right. You're just wrong. Just
well, I've never heard of it.
Everything you're saying is wrong.
What?
You've never heard
How
of it?
How rude.
I think our listeners.
Everything
be
you're
impressed.
Saying is wrong. I think that should be like the slogan to the show. Everything you're saying is wrong. With Dad's Life.
Just stop talking.
Just quit. Just quit.
Anyway, so we have a show lined up for you today.
Yeah.
What's lined up in today's show?
Coming up on today's show, we are going to be talking about the new royal baby. We are going to discuss Dave's trip to Spa for the World Endurance Championship. Excuse me.
All right.
Excuse me. But before we start, I got my hair cut today.
That's nice.
Yeah. But... Oh, okay. But you know what I've found?
You had your haircut. You had a whole strand removed.
Well, I had my haircut, and I know you talked about getting yours cut, and whilst I was getting mine cut, it made me think about the time you told me about getting yours cut on like the show.
Oh, right, yeah.
But what I found is,
well, Tom, are you there? Oh, sorry, mate. Hold on. Stop. Are you still there?
Hello. Yep.
Oh Christ, my computer just went off and on. I'm still recording.
Ruining the show, Dave.
I'm still recording. I'm still here. That was weird. Hold on.
Okay. Well, thanks for...
No, I'm looking up. I'm looking up my...
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. I'm really worried. I'm just looking up my event viewer. I've got two errors in the last hour. I had an application error and a distributed com error. Okay, it seems to be fine now. Sorry, you were in flow there. Did I interrupt? Carry on.
You did a bit. So what I found, Dave, is when I'm going to get my hair cut, is I find it really difficult not to laugh. Like, like I become like a schoolboy. Like,
why?
And why? It's like such a bad time to laugh. Like, there's just no like way out of it. If I start to laugh and the guy's like, "You okay?" and I'm like, "Yeah, I don't know why I'm laughing, really." It's like, so then I'm thinking, "Don't laugh, just don't laugh, because otherwise it's going to be weird."
So wait, then, you're laughing while your hair is being cut?
I know. I'm trying not to laugh. But then, you know, like midway through the haircut, there's a point where your hair looks like really weird because they've only done half of it.
Yeah.
So like I had like a two back and sides cut, right?
Yeah. That's kind of what I do.
Yeah. And then I have it like short on top so I can just gel it or whatnot. I think it's like a half of the men in the world have just that basically. But
the other half go for some fancy shit.
Yeah, that costs them twice as much. But as I look up, like I see that he's shaved like the back and sides, but he hasn't got to the top yet.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting there thinking, like, Christ, I look like a monk.
A monk.
But you know, with, like, you know the haircuts where they have, like, it's kind of like you put a bowl on it and you cut around the rest of it, but the top of it's like a big bushy, like, really long and, like, thick. And then it's just like it's the ears. My ears were sticking out because it's all been shaved.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I really look like a monk. And I was trying not to laugh because of how, like, ridiculous I look. And I was thinking, what if, like, there's, like, a power cut now and I've got to leave, like, looking at this monk, go to, like, work and be like, oh, yeah, they had a power cut. Yeah, I didn't choose to look like this. Obviously, it's ridiculous.
This is my... Yeah, or you could rock it and be like this. And this
yeah,
my
oh, no, it's terrible. It's like, it, yeah, I don't know why he did that the last time as well, where he shaves all, like, one half of it first.
He does a round. And then...
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible. Oh,
brilliant.
And then he charged me 15 quid.
15?
I know.
Wow.
I know. Oh,
jeez. Where do you get your hair cut?
Well, obviously in the wrong places.
Yeah.
It's gone up a pound each time I've been, like, the last, like, three or four times.
That's a loyalty fee, is it?
Well, yeah, maybe. Like, I mean, the place I was going to before was £9. And yeah. I was like, this is brilliant.
Yeah, that's what I pay.
Is it?
I think so, yeah, about that. And which is, like, great, perfect.
Yeah, and I was like, that's brilliant. And then after a while, it went up to £12. And I was like, oh, okay, I can live with 12. It's not so bad.
Three more quid, you know.
Yeah. And then that place closed down.
Oh, right. They do that, don't they?
Yeah. Well,
men's barbers.
I don't think they charged enough haircuts.
It is a trial.
Yeah.
As a man, to get your hair cut. I mean, women think they got it bad because they got to wash it and think about highlights and lowlights and straightening and all this other malarkey. But for a man, it's especially for when I say man, I mean like you and me. you got to think, I'm just cutting hair off. I could do this myself.
Yeah. I've been charged for me. That's what I thought. It's like, I could have done this. It's not even that good. But I could have done this.
Yeah.
Could have done this.
It's not that hard. Just cut it off. £2. Thanks very much. See you later. It'll grow back in a few months.
Because I used to shave my own head, or my girlfriend did. Well, my dad did, and then...
Then my girlfriend.
And then... It doesn't look as good, but...
No, I tried to get Kerry to do it as well, but then we had an accident.
Oh, no.
I decided not to do that anymore.
Oh, brilliant.
You're listening to Dad's Life with me, Dave, and him, Tom.
Right then, what's on the agenda? Oh, the baby.
Yeah, so we would like to wish our best...
Wishes.
We like to wish our best wishes to Will and Kate, who have had a boy.
Hey!
Who at this point now we don't know the name of said
no,
boy.
No, it could very true. The bookies have said it could be Albert.
Albert, yeah.
Albert could be I don't remember. But well, Albert was one of them. Obviously but, very you know, very traditional. Yes.
if they call it John, Catherine will win about a grand.
A grand? What's that on?
Yep.
Work?
Because she made a £10 bet, right? She signed up to an account and placed a £10 bet on John. And if they call it John, she wins a grand.
Wow. As John is the first name, yeah?
John, yeah.
Right, okay.
So, by the time this is out, we'll know, but
ooh,
at this
John,
stage, we don't
I think
know.
I think that's quite pushing it, but yeah. you never know. Could
hence why it'll be a grand if it comes up. But what we did do is we asked you, the fan, to send us in your names, see what you all think. We surprisingly have had two names back.
Oh wow, that's more engagement than we usually get.
Like I mean, like me and you, Dave, we talked about this, and and we kind of decided it should be called George, because he was born on St. George's Day, which I know, you know, they've already got a son called George.
You can never have too many Georges.
You can never have too many. What's mean? They can just change the first George's name.
Yeah.
To like
Greg.
To Dennis, or yeah, to Greg.
Dennis, yeah. Greg.
Clive. Clive's a great name.
Cliverson.
Bill.
Mike.
Yeah.
Damon.
So they're still getting like, they're still going to have a son called George and a new son with a new name, just not in the way round they expected.
Yeah, not the right way round.
It still comes out the same.
I think it makes sense, and I think that George would be willing to make the sacrifice for his younger brother.
Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't mind.
No,
it might take a bit of getting used to, but.
It's one option. So we both say George, but what about the submissions? What have we got?
Well, we had a nice one from Stella Williams.
Stella Williams.
And she says Neil, right?
Oh, Neil. So, yeah, all right.
So that when his name is called, in the presence of the monarch, bodies fall to the floor. So she means like they're going to have to kneel down. So if you kind of say,
yes,
Neil...
Yes. I think I see where this
kneel
is.
Down, yeah.
I mean, this is where she's going with this. Very, yes.
I didn't say that very well, did I?
That's no, I got the gist. Got the gist.
Yeah, you got the gist.
So he's going to be called Neil. So every time they kneel before,
yeah,
him
be like,
or the Queen, yeah.
So we have Will, Kate, and their son Neil. Perhaps that's how I don't know. And then we had a nice short one from Cameron Boyce. I think it's Boys. And he says, Batman.
Batman. Oh, yeah.
Simple.
Batman. You could have... And it, obviously they go for a lot of other names. So you could have Batman, Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah. If they have more kids, yeah. They could have Spider-Man.
Batman. Man-Man. Ant-Man. Thor. The Hulk.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Yeah,
so we have Neil and Batman.
Neil and Batman. If you have a suggestion what they could have called the baby, let us know.
Well, it's a bit late now, because this is like going to be weeks after.
That's why I said what they should have called it.
Oh, what they should... Yes,
so
very good.
I covered that.
I see, sorry.
You weren't listening.
Sorry, David.
God, just everything you say is rubbish.
What? That's offensive. That's very mean, Dave.
What was the catchphrase? Everything that comes out of your mouth is rubbish, that's it.
It's wrong.
It's wrong! Everything that comes out of your mouth is wrong! Including mine.
Even when you say the thing, you say it wrong.
Wrong. Oh, Jesus. Right. Don't call it Jesus. They could call it Jesus. That's a nice, isn't it?
They could call it, that'd be a surprise.
Yeah. Jesus, Judas... Geronimo Windsor.
Adolf. That's about time they brought that back.
Adolf. Oh, bring it back. Bring back the Adolfs. Hashtag. No. No.
Oh, no.
No.
Let's not get into that.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No. We're not into that. So, baby, well done. Welcome to the world. And I hope you never have to listen to this.
Oh, no, no. What we should do.
Oh,
Dave.
Whoa,
right.
Whoa. A poll. Right. We should do a poll.
No. No, no, no. In well, when we'll call him boy for now.
His Royal Highness,
Royal Boy Highness Prince, turns 21.
Yeah,
we will invite him on the show.
Ah,
and what we'll do is we'll play back this clip of us saying about him, and it'll because you know by then the show will be. Worldwide, you know, will be
absolutely.
The fame will be like unbearable.
Yeah, we'd have to be like Sia.
Oh yes, yeah. We have to grow our hair. Well, you're gonna have a problem.
Oh,
<Uh-oh>.
Wow.
You're gonna have to get a toupee.
Well, a nice wig, Dave. That'll be good. No, I'll just have a hair ass transplant. It's fine.
Oh, what? The hair on your ass, you're gonna put on your head.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Sounds good.
I can't see a problem with this.
That's the thing, I've got plenty of it to go around, so, you know, I might as well stick some of it up there.
Stop talking. Oh, God.
Everything you say is wrong.
I feel ill.
I've got enough hair on my toes to go on.
Oh, Dave,
sorry. What?
Dave, really? Oh, man. Right, I need a drink.
Take five, everyone. Take five.
Let's all go for an ad break. Let's go for an ad break.
Oh, yeah, put one in here. Put one just here. Just now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Mark. I'm pretty famous. You're listening to That's Life. I was on there once.
Right, we are back from the break and no more talk of Dave's hairy body. Let's swiftly move on to the part of the show where I get to have a little break and a little sleep. Because Dave, you're going to talk to us about your...
A little sleep?
Well, no, not sleep, a nap.
You're going to just fall asleep?
A nap.
Oh, for God's sake.
A rest.
Oh, I felt really bad at work the other day because I was in this hot... Sorry, I'm tangenting. But I was in the meeting the other day. It was Monday, and I was in the first...
Oh, I almost spelled my joke. Sorry.
Oh, careful.
I didn't.
Jeez. That's an expensive laptop.
No, it was not on my... Oh, I did spill my drink, but not on my laptop.
Oh, that's fine.
It's okay. It's only
do you need to mop it up? Lick it up. Just lick it up.
Catherine?
Darling.
Darling, I need...
Dishcloth? Dishcloth? Come on.
Oh, I'll just ring my bell.
You sexist.
What?
Mother.
No, I don't have a bell.
Anyway.
I don't have a bell.
So the other day, it was a Monday. I was in a meeting that lasted an hour, first of 2 hour meetings in the same room. And I was just dying. I was pinching myself to stay awake.
Oh,
I felt so bad because I wanted to listen. I was actually interested in what was being said, but yeah. I was nodding off like so bad. And I was sat next to the bloody client project manager as well. And I was like, stay awake, you arsehole.
And you're trying to just like not show that you're tired, but like keep yourself awake at the same time.
No, mate, my head was going. My head was going. But the ridiculous thing was, it was the very next meeting. I was absolutely fine. You know,
yeah.
I was,
sometimes
I was
it's
just,
like that.
I was just on it.
You've had your rest.
That was it. I had a little half a nap. And then, stupid.
I think you should have just gone to sleep. Just be like, I'm pretty tired.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna have a little rest.
Just,
you know?
I'm just gonna, yeah. Well, the funny thing was, I was literally asking questions as well in that meeting, and I was just like, "What's going on? What is happening?" Anyway, and then the air was so warm in there, I was just like, "Take me to my bed. I want my bed."
I would love to just crawl into bed right now. That'd be the perfect situation.
Yeah, is this what it was?
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Anyway, I feel quite tired now. You've said all that.
You know what? I'm gonna stand up for this bit. Oh God. Sorry. Oh, my computer's gone off again. Don't do that. It's turning itself off. Why is it doing that? Tom?
Yeah?
Have you put a virus?
Have I what?
Have you put a virus in my computer?
Oh, yes.
Hang on. Screen timeout. When plugged in, turn off after 30 minutes, 10 minutes. Oh, that's a bit rude, isn't it? I'm gonna extend that to 25 minutes. There we go.
Oh.
All is well.
Right. So it was just your screensaver.
Yeah, it was turning black.
You'd think as a computer geek
wizard
nerd, you would have heard of this going to sleep thing that computers do.
Well, you know, I can't.
Tom, oh my god, it's broken! It's broken! It's a virus! There's a virus, Tom. No, it's fine. Oh, that's good. It's just went to sleep. Sorry.
Look, I'm getting old now. Like you said, I can't remember all these things.
Oh, you've peaked, Dave. You're basically 30. Remember?
basically dead.
Oh no! What? No! 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 Come on! Come on!
Be realistic now.
Come on! You've still got years yet.
You've got at least another 5.
I feel so much better now.
At least another 5.
Yeah, years.
Oh,
yeah, thanks. Years and years. Anyway, the time has come for you.
What do you want me to talk about?
Dave, you are going to Spa to watch the World Endurance Championship racing.
How did you know that?
Because you told me.
Oh, right. Oh, that's good. I told you.
And now you're going to tell the fans all about it.
Well, in next weekend, we are going to go to Belgium. And we're going to go... It's all right.
Is everything all right?
It is fine. Yeah. It's fine. It's just the little Bo Peep doll that's coming to get me. It's fine.
Oh, right.
You know, I got well freaked out by that doll the other day.
Oh, I bet. They're creepy.
Because I you saw, you know the one I mean. I put it in the
airing
cupboard.
Yeah, I've seen them.
I put it in the airing cupboard.
And then it was in my bed.
Well, no, I was thinking, I don't want to leave you in there. I'm going to put you somewhere else so I can keep an eye on you. Because.
But if you keep an eye on her, she can keep an eye on you.
Well, exactly. At least I know, well, I can, yeah. Sorry.
I couldn't sleep, but I was like, she's watching me.
Oh, no, I was like...
I can feel her eyes.
Because I was in the house by myself last weekend, and I put it in the airing cupboard. I don't want this thing in the room with me. So I'm moving it out of the room, put it somewhere else.
Oh, it's creepy.
Because that's what man does.
You know what we used to do in the old... In Wolves, when I used to live in Wolves?
You did? That's not far from me.
No, not too far. When I used to live with my old housemates, there was the four of us, and we had this... Well, one of the guys had like a toy penguin.
Okay,
it was like fairly big. Like it was kind of like waist height. You know, one of these things you win at the fair. Like, you know, if you get like enough darts in the board or not or something.
Yeah, I know.
And, we used to like... what did we call him? I think it was called Doug. I might call him Doug.
Doug.
He had a great name. Or was it Keith? I don't know.
Keith.
You know, it was like a brilliant name. Keith. And we used to place him around the house, like, but not tell the others we'd done it. So, like, if someone was in the bath, we'd place him, like, outside the door for, like, the bathroom. Right. So when he came out, he was just staring at him, like, oh. And then they'd then go and put it, like, outside your room or something, or...
Yeah, I do.
Us around.
Yeah, I do that with carrying with other things, but yeah.
You're like, oh my god! Oh, hi, Doug. Whatever.
Oh, here he is. Oh wait, no. Yeah. Very good, very good. Inanimate objects are funny. We had a penguin at university as well.
Oh, a pet penguin.
It was called Preston.
Preston the penguin.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him.
Preston.
I think someone must have.
Why is it called Preston?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Preston the penguin. God knows.
I mean, there are worse names, but I can't think of one right now.
I guess it's just worse at the time. Anyway,
Preston.
Don't question it.
Don't question it. Right, tell me about Belgium.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to go to Belgium next weekend to watch the World Endurance Championship. It's round one.
For those who don't know what the World Endurance Championship is, in very short terms, what is it?
It's car racing.
Okay, a little bit more detail.
Oh, more than detail. Okay. It's
just a little bit. Just a little bit
it's
more.
It's a car race which lasts for 6 hours and comprises of many manufacturer teams from around the world.
Hmm. And they're like road cars, so they're not... So they're like closed, proper... Yes,
so it's closed cockpits, four-wheel drive, and yeah, exactly, like Tom says, there's four classes in the field. You've got the LMP1 cars, which are the fastest and most powerful cars, and then you've got the LMP2 cars, which aren't as fast, but are still, well, they're damn quick. And you've got the GT Pro category, and the GTs is going to be really interesting this year because you've got the likes of Ferrari, Porsche, Aston Martin. Ooh. We've got Aston Martin got their brand new car. You've got Ford as well, and it's going to be incredibly close seat for them. You've got the GT amateur class, which is similar cars but driven by drivers who don't have as much experience in the racing. And it's a big field, and the races obviously last for 6 hours, so you get a lot of bang for your buck, really, yeah. when you go to these things because you just so much racing.
And Spa, of course, is a classic track. So
that's the thing. Because we did Silverstone last year, and obviously you and me went to Silverstone the year before. So I just thought it'd be nice to go to a new track. And the start of the season was in Belgium. And the tickets were fairly cheap, so I thought,
it just made sense. Well, it just worked out.
And it comprises, yeah, exactly. And it comprises a little holiday, a little break away as well.
And it's good as well for me because you can tell me what it's like.
Because I'm tell going you all the tricks
later in the year.
Yeah, exactly. For the best views, I'm looking forward to Eau Rouge, of course.
Oh yes, yeah.
Which is going to be pretty special, and obviously it's roaming seats, so you can go wherever you like. My problem is, it's going to be it's a big track, obviously. So I think getting around, we're going to have to be quite tactical about where we're going to sit ourselves. And being Spa, I'm anticipating some rain at some point, so it's probably going to be pretty nippy. I'm not going to dress for what I think the weather should be. I'm going to dress for what the weather is going to be. This time, which is probably a good idea.
But you've got the 3 days, so you can try all the parts of the track at some point. Like
exactly. And it's funny because it's the main race is actually on the Saturday. So we come back on the Sunday. It's going to be quite an adventure, I think, because we're going to be hiring a car. I've never driven in Europe, obviously, so this is going to be a...
Well, you've never driven experience in the UK. Like, you've only driven in Jersey.
Correct, yeah.
Has a maximum speed of 40 on about three roads or something, so the rest of it's 30.
Getting used to the speed is going to be a challenge for me. But I wanted to do it, you know, because I said to Kerry, other people go out and hire cars, so why can't we? Let's just do that. Because I was looking at train tickets, and we'd have to, you know, get it all working out. I was like, if we have a car, we can just drive just ourselves drive there, and we can do what we want in the evenings that way. So either that, or I just chicken out and let Kerry drive. I'm sure she'll probably.
Oh, you can't chicken out, Dave.
She'll probably be fine. I'll get there and be like, Tom, I can't do it.
Tom, I'm not going to be there. No point crying to me, mate.
I'll be phoning you up. Be like,
Tom, I can't do it. I don't like it.
Oh, gosh.
Kerry's just like, oh, for God's sake, I'll drive.
Get in the car.
Just get in the back. Sit in the back. where you belong.
Oh gosh! It's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be good. I wanna do it. You know,
this could be your last podcast, Dave. I shouldn't say that. But
what happened to Dave? Oh, he burnt alive on a motorway in Belgium.
Oh God! No, please take care of yourself.
You know me. I'll probably go like 40 miles. Get on the motorway. Right, 40 miles an hour.
It's just as bad to drive slowly as it is fast.
No, exactly. Yeah, you're right. Exactly.
You've got to keep your speed up. That's integral.
Exactly.
Because I learned that in the UK when I drove there. Kind of like you, like a bit scared and like You can't go slow.
Unfortunately, I haven't got a bunch of roundabouts to negotiate, so that's probably,
yeah, that's true.
Probably a help.
But remember, it's right sided.
Oh no, that's
road.
That's what I was going to say as well, because obviously it's all.
So you've got to reverse the rules.
Yeah, is that I'm on the right side of the road and the left side of the car, so
you give way to the left.
So for me, roundabouts. It's. Exactly. So it's going to be like, okay, just forget about everything what I've learned about cars and just hope for the best.
So you're going to have a left-hand drive?
Yeah, no, well, it's a European car, isn't it? So it's going to be... So the gear sticks on the wrong side.
Yeah.
Stuff. So,
oh, mate. Yeah, you should definitely go around the car park.
Just to get a feel.
Well, it's going to be so weird changing
obviously
gear.
The pedals are going to be the right way around, but the rest of it is obviously all...
Yeah, the pedals... the pedal's definitely the right way around.
No, the pedals are the same way.
Are you sure?
Your clutch is left. Yeah, I know.
I'm going to look
this
up.
The clutch is on the left.
Drive.
pedals.
Okay, I'm going to look this up. Note that the pedals do not change position in left-hand drive cars. Okay. Yeah. So
there you go. I'm safe. And for the record,
it'll be fine.
For the record, hang on, stay with me. We have booked an Opel Corsa 3-door.
Oh, an Opel Corsa. I'm going to look that up.
That's not going to be our little
Opel
car.
An Opel Corsa.
An Opel. Opel is Vauxhall in Europe, basically.
Oh, that's nice. Do you know what year it is?
No, it doesn't say.
It's nice, though.
It's got it's manual. It's got aircon.
It's got aircon. Well, that's always good. It's going to be warm.
It's going to be warm
at times. That's quite nice.
Yeah, yeah. No, it only cost over £100, just over £100 for the days we were there. So yeah, we will throw ourselves in and see. I have looked at the route on Google Maps. It's going to take about an hour and 45 minutes to get there.
Okay.
Hopefully, do it in one hit. If not,
I mean, an hour and 45 might. Yeah, might be a bit more if
we need to cater and getting lost as well.
If you want to stop and swap or stop
change the tires.
Yeah, yeah. Although that only takes like 2 seconds, doesn't it? Changing tires.
Oh, yeah, I'm bringing my Red Bull guys with me. So.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good. good stuff. Well, I hope you have a great time.
Well, thanks, mate. Please come back. I'll try to live stream the track.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, you should do some.
Here I go.
You should film. Yeah, that's what you should do, Dave. You should vlog it.
Oh, God.
You should vlog it.
Just to add to the pressure.
And then at least when you don't come home, we've got that clip to put on like the news and stuff. You know, the news.
You know what went wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, because if like you do it live, we can use that on the news when they're like, this is the last time they were seen.
And then a big truck came.
And then Dave tried to change gear, and it all went downhill from there.
Here we go. It's a second.
He's swerving.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Just keep saying that, believe it.
It'll be fine. Just be smart about it. That's all. That's all the advice I can give you.
What would you do? Get a train. You get a train.
I wouldn't hire a car. well, I'm not hiring a car because I'm going in September. In August.
You're going in a coach, aren't you?
We're going in a package deal. Yeah, I think it'll be I assume it's by coach.
Yeah.
But in fact, so I might is what I'll say. So me and my girlfriend are going to the F1 race in Spa. But the Friday, we're thinking we might not go to because it's going to be cost too much and it's probably going to take too long to get there and back.
No, I agree with that, actually. It's only Friday. I mean, there's no racing.
Yeah,
it's a
shame.
You might as well just enjoy Belgium.
Yeah, so it's like a day we can spend there.
Yeah.
Because the guy said it would be two trains and like a bus to the track.
That was it. Spa is actually quite a way away.
Difficult to get to, yeah.
Yeah, it's not easy. So that's why I said, I'll just get a car, because otherwise we'd be faffing about with taxis and buses and stuff.
Yeah, exactly,
I was like, do it ourselves. But anyway.
But at least with like the race day and the Saturday, it's like it's coach there and back, so we kind of just get in the coach, get there, and then, you know, they take care of you all, I suppose.
Exactly. Yeah. So so we'll be able to compare with a car versus coach, which was better. Provided I return, of course.
Well, yeah, provided we both return.
Good stuff.
I mean, in case this is your last podcast, is there something you'd like to say to your fans, Dave?
I'll be back.
That's brilliant. What? And Dave's last words were, "I will be back." We could put that on your gravestone.
I'll be back. What comes out of your mouth is rubbish.
It's always wrong.
It's always wrong. Yeah.
No, you're definitely coming back.
So yes, there we are. Moving on. Moving on.
Moving on.
The British duo from Britain give you life. That's life. Dave, Tom, one microphone. Each.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
I spoke to you about my friend Darren recently. Do you remember this, Dave?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah,
remember.
You remember.
Hey, well done.
Because I was chatting to him about my blog, and he was saying how he likes my blog and stuff.
Oh, good.
And then he was like, "Oh, and I like your podcast as well," and he really liked the couples show. I was like, "That's proof that he knows about it. If he's named someone. Like the couples show is a proper show, and it's like it's not just him going, yeah, it's great. Yeah, I really like the show. It's brilliant. It's really great. You guys are great and stuff." He's gone and named a show that, you know.
Obviously, someone listened to it.
Yeah. So I thought it'd be nice to give a shout out to him. Because he's gone off to travel as of about 2 weeks ago or something. 2 or 3 weeks ago. I guess by the time this is out, it'll be another 2 or 3 weeks.
So he has no internet, so he won't be able to hear this.
Well, no, he might. Well, what I thought was if he might, you know, it'd be nice for him if he does tune into this show. To have a shout out for him,
he could be living in a house with no electricity and he hasn't had a shower for 2 weeks.
Oh well, he's doing like a nice, he's doing the US to Canada coast traveling.
Oh gosh!
He's doing the East Coast. Yeah, it's going to take him like a year to do or something. It's proper like hardcore.
Pull my neck. Fair play. So
shout out, to Darren. Darren, traveling.
Big Daz, good,
Big Daz.
Good, well done, mate. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a fan. And we'll send you a Dat's Life goodie bag.
And what's in these goodie bags? This is the first I've heard of them.
Oh, t-shirts.
Or perhaps we could send him like a bag of stuff he'll need. You know, like during the war. They sent like the red cross stuff.
Oh yeah, we can have a Dat's cross.
Right. So what should we have in it? So we'll have
toothbrush.
A toothbrush, good idea.
Yeah. Deodorant.
Toothpaste to go. Toothpaste.
Lynx body wash.
Yeah. What about like an iPod for the podcast? Because you know he's got to be able to listen to the show.
An iPod.
Yeah, for the podcast.
You do know they don't make those anymore, don't you?
What? Are you joking?
No, they did. They stopped making iPods. I think they did. Let me have.
Hold that thought. Okay.
They still make iPod Nanos, or they discontinued. I read they discontinued them. As of July 27, 2017, only the iPod Touch remains in production.
So we'll send him an iPod Touch.
You'll get an iPod Touch. Will he? Bloody hell. Okay.
You know, like, it's just in, like, a goodie bag. Because he's got to be able to listen to the show, you know.
Or we could have a pre-recorded message.
We can put a Dat's Life t-shirt in there.
Maybe a few, because we've got to get rid of them.
You got to get rid of them.
Underwear. Dat's underwear.
Dat's pants.
Dat's... Dad's pants. Yeah.
Fresh Dad's pants.
Not worn previously.
What else will he really need? What can he not live without?
When we were on our travels, what kept us going?
What did we need? Chess.
Chess. A little chess. A chess set.
Okay, a little chess set.
Oh, dear.
No, those chess ones, the ones that you can play against the computer.
It's a bit advanced, isn't it? It's on the iPod Nano. It's on the iPod.
No, like we Touch. No, we used to have one when we were kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it was like a chess board.
Yeah.
And then it would just, it had like a really small screen. It would say like C4 to C6 or something. And really? You moved it for them and then you would do your go. You'd have to type in what you had done and you do it. And then it would say, you have a little think and then do F2 to whatever, you know.
Yeah. Oh, right. No, I didn't counter that. All right, well, we can make that then.
Yeah. So we can probably send him one of those.
We'll send one of them. That's fine.
Yeah. So cards.
Some cards.
What about hair gel or something? You know, you always need a bit of hair gel.
Sure.
Hair gel.
Hairbrush.
Important stuff. Hairbrush.
You're the new Dat's Life board game.
Oh yes. Oh, we should talk about that at some point. Should we talk about it now or another time?
I'm thinking another time.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it.
Let's not revisit that one.
Darren, we will send you your Dat's Life.
Send us your address.
Fun bag.
Your address in a few months.
Yeah, if you could just let us know where you're going to be at some point. We will see what we can do. Darren, we wish you well on your travels.
Don't get eaten by any alligators.
We hope you've yes, that's a good tip. we hope you've enjoyed this show and maybe it will spur you on
to great things.
To do your own podcast.
Oh.
No, to great, yeah, that's what I meant. To great things.
No, we can't competition.
True.
We've got enough competition.
Yeah, we don't need any competition. Yeah.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
So here we are.
Here we are.
Are you?
And
have you got clothes on?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Have you? Good. Have you? Please tell me you have.
I have some.
I have less than I had when I started.
That's getting a bit hot, a bit steamy.
Yeah, enjoying myself too much.
So it's elections are coming up.
Yeah. Are we talking about the elections in Jersey or the elections in the UK?
Well, there are elections coming up over here, but who gives a monkeys?
Okay. So there are some elections, both in Jersey and in the UK, coming up soon.
Who are you electing in Jersey?
No, I don't know.
What's it for?
I don't really follow it.
What's it for?
It's for electing people to the state to run the island or something like that.
Oh.
Or to debate some stuff and then not do anything about it. I think that's kind of what they do, isn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
But what me and Dave's for is you get some real joke acts, right? So why couldn't we be one of those joke acts?
I like the way you're saying this. It's good. Carry on.
Thanks. So, me and Dave have decided that we're going to put Dat's Life up to so you can vote for Dat's Life.
We are?
We could get a seat in Parliament.
Oh, somewhere. Christ. Right, okay. Yes.
What?
We're going. Right? We're...
You're right?
Yeah, this has just come a bit sudden.
Oh, I see. You're just blaspheming because of the shock.
Oh, Christ.
Stop saying it. What was I saying?
So we are standing for election.
Yeah.
We're gonna start in Jersey.
Yeah.
And then work our way, then Guernsey, and then England.
And we've had a chat about the things that we're going to change should you vote for us and we get into power.
Yes, this is our this is the Dat's Life manifesto.
Here's why you should vote for Dat's Life.
Free pancakes.
Free pancakes. From who? When? What?
From every.
You should run this by me.
From every restaurant in the island has to give out free pancakes between the time of 8:45 and 9 a.m. every morning.
So just that 15
minutes. 50 minute window.
So from 8:45 to 9.
Yes.
Free pancakes in all restaurants.
You can go to any eatery and say, pancake me now.
Okay, that's great. And you can choose the sauces, and they have to provide with the sauce that you want.
It's exactly, yes. Beverages are not included.
No, because then you've got to make something, you know.
Yes, indeed. You know.
The one we discussed I quite liked is you were saying how the day is just too short. So what we're going to do is we're just going to make the day a little bit longer. So we're probably talking 25 hours. I think 25 hours.
So from now on, days will be 25 hours, not 24.
Yep, 25.
So all the clocks need to be changed.
Yeah, so what we'll do is we'll just add in, like, once it gets to 12, it'll go to 13 before.
Yeah, exactly. Just an extra,
A small, simple adjustment there. Because you just, you know, the day is too short. You just need a bit more time to do these things.
Exactly. I constantly find myself running out of time in the day to enjoy my day. Next thing I know, I'm back at my desk at work. So why not have an extra hour to myself at home?
Yeah, although it would come at midday. Perhaps we should add it in at night time. So it will be...
It's a compulsory, you can't
between
work.
8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, we'll add in 8:30 o'clock.
Ooh, 8:30 o'clock.
No, that's life o'clock. That's what we'll call it.
That's life o'clock.
So we'll go 6, 7, 8, that's life, 9, 10, like that.
Perfect.
8 o'clock, that's life o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Excellent.
So that's what we'll do. So you vote for us, you get an extra hour.
Extra hour.
To do whatever you want.
Yep. And I feel like the week is too long as well. Maybe make it a 4-day week and a 3-day weekend.
Oh, brilliant.
Do you think?
Brilliant. Brilliant idea.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll vote for that.
And the day is a bit long. Maybe work 9 till 4.
Oh, I do anyway. What? No.
What? No, you work 8 till 4, don't you?
Oh, yeah, true. Thanks for correcting me.
you're supposed to work 8 till 4, but anyway.
Boom. So that's two policy decisions right there that you will get.
And I mean, we're not going to, like, most of the time, they say these things, and then once they get, you know, picked... They never do them. They always you know, they say, like, there's going to be more funds for this. There's going to be more funds for that.
More funds for everyone.
And it's more funds for them. And no funds for all the things they said.
It's all lies.
They're all the same. But we aren't like that.
No. We're good.
We are going to give you 25-hour days and 4-day weeks and free pancakes.
Yeah, and... Can I also address the crucial issue of defence and military spending? So we propose that expenditure on the military will increase to 25 times what it is currently.
Okay.
and we will enforce that if you're between the age of 18 and 25, you join the New Jersey Army.
What? Between what ages?
18 and 25.
You have to join.
So you're constricted into the army unless you
the
have
Jersey Army. So is there a Jersey Army?
Well, there's the TA, isn't there? There's, But they,
that's
they,
not
they,
the Jersey Army, is it?
No, well, no, we will form a...
Form the Jersey Army.
We will form a
JA.
And an effective attack force, and we will bring down the other islands.
Whoa, I'm not sure about this, Dave.
Do you not like that?
I think you sound a little bit like Hitler. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Oh, does that not
you've
work?
You've been playing too many war games.
Well,
I think.
Well, you know, I just feel that we need to take action before it's too late.
Take action on who?
You know, the other islands, because you don't know what they're planning. So,
we'll put that on the maybe list.
we can discuss it. You know, it's up for debate. You know. We only need a few F-16s.
To give them a taste of what they're going to
get taste.
When we get into power.
Yeah, I agree. Do you have any other policy? I'm trying to think.
Because obviously, like, we wouldn't work. This would be the job, would be the podcast.
Oh,
like,
so...
We wouldn't need to be doing 9 till 5. So maybe the working day should be 9 till 6. Because, you know, to get more out of the people.
Oh, very true, actually. Yeah. Out of the people. Oh, who sounds like Hitler now? Who
sounds like... Whoa!
Get more out of the people. Oh, God.
So we'll increase our defences 25-fold. And we'll force everyone to work 2 more hours a day.
This is getting rather fascist. Mm. It's a bit worrying.
No, okay, let's not do that.
Anyway, legalize taxis so everyone can be a taxi. Yeah,
how does that work?
Well, you know how the taxis in Jersey are all a bunch of we could just open it up so you know it can, it's easier.
Okay. I don't understand, but sure. Let's do it.
Let's do this, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, we should also make a Hollywood, I think, like a Jerseywood. It could be up at Fort Regent. There's perfect.
Yeah,
place for
the
it.
Site of Fort Regent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we need an F1 track. We need an F1 race.
We will bring Formula 1 to.
Of course. Right. What we'll do is we'll just take down, like, some of like the roads and. You know, like rebuild track.
Yeah.
Do you follow?
I follow.
So
yeah.
We don't really need roads, I don't think. And
you need
we
roads.
Probably take down some schools. Probably don't need those.
But no, well, not if everyone's in the army. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And we'll build the track. Like we have some nice hills, like Spa.
Oh yeah.
And some nice long straights. Ooh. And some great turns.
Up Fort Regent. Yeah, I can see
that. Oh yeah, yeah. Nice one. Yeah. Yeah,
where would the start straight be? down the front.
On the beach.
On the beach. Okay. Sure.
But you know, because then it's like it's a you know they've got a
beach race.
Well, they have dry and wet, but what we need is beach race.
Beach race or night to day.
Yes, start it at 6 o'clock and we can see the sunrise.
There's no problems there at all.
No. Maybe it's start on the beach and go onto the roads. And we'll build stands. It could just be one massive F1 track.
Yeah, it could replace the Battle of Flowers because no one likes the Battle of Flowers.
Exactly. And we'll put like an amazing football ground in the middle.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah. And rugby ground.
We'll put that on the maybe list.
It could be at the side. It could be on the side.
Yeah.
Well, you mean better than Springfield?
Well, perhaps we'll just rebuild that.
We revamp.
Be bigger.
Revamp
with some more stands. We could do a golf course, you know, around parts.
There's enough of them.
Okay. Yeah, but you know, with the track, it might take off some of them.
Oh, okay.
But true, we do have a lot of golf courses.
What about our economic policies?
All taxes will go to That's Life podcast.
Oh, right. Okay. What about the hospital?
Oh, yeah. We'll build a new one.
think we're going too serious now. This has gone quite deep.
No, but you know, they keep on saying that they're going to build one, and they still haven't.
Will we actually build one?
We'll build two to have a spare.
That's a good point. It's important to.
Yeah,
just in case one is full, we can do the other one.
It'll be super duper nice and good, and
free. No, it won't be free. People pay.
No, it should be free. I think.
You think it'll be? Oh, okay, fine. Okay, free.
Yeah,
free,
because
free healthcare.
What if we get ill and then we have to pay? It's like perhaps it's free to us and our friends, and our mums and dads and stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. That sounds.
Oh,
good.
I've got an idea. Can we make my grandma the Queen of Jersey?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. All right. She can be the Queen. Good.
Yeah.
Because we need our own Queen.
So that means your mum would be
the Queen's daughter.
So is she next in line? Does that make her next in line?
I guess so. Yeah.
Is your mum the firstborn of your mum's mum's kids?
No.
Are they still alive, the firstborn?
Yes.
Ah. So they would be next in line.
No. We don't need a king. It's just the queen. Just the queen.
Yeah, but I mean, next, like when she was to pass on, the next in line to the throne would be the first child.
Oh, no. She's the first girl.
No, but that's not how it works.
No, that's what I'm saying. You can't. It's a queen, the Queen of Jersey. There's no King of Jersey.
So there's no king ever.
Ever, no. Yeah, we don't need.
Oh,
one of
that's a bold statement, right?
We don't need one of them.
That's not fair. I think we should protest for men's rights, because men have as much choice. Should
well,
have the same
well,
choices.
A man could be the queen.
Oh. I guess in a way your surname
you
is Queen.
Stop yourself. Oh, dear.
No, because your surname's Queen, so.
Yeah.
And I think one last one, any Man City fans will be shot on spot.
Of course.
I think that's fair.
Right.
I mean, we'll give them a chance to burn all their Man City shirts.
Oh, give them a chance to repent, yeah.
Yeah.
Repent your
any
sins.
Chelsea fans, we will just give them a warning, because my dad is a Chelsea fan and my brother's
right,
a Chelsea
right,
fan.
Okay. We could deport them to.
Well, I'd rather, you know, my dad probably wouldn't be too pleased.
Yeah, we could put them on the Ecrios or something. Just for
I
a
mean,
bit.
I mean, it's good to have
just for
like
a
rivalry, I suppose.
A healthy one. A healthy
so
rivalry.
Chelsea fans can stay. Man City fans, we'll find somewhere to put them.
Well, we could put them to work.
Yes, that's a great idea. The mines, we stick them in the mines. Oh God.
Oh dear, what this is really.
This has
bad.
Gone off. I thought it was going to be a nice bit of fun.
I think we should stop there before we get.
This is your fault. Like you brought up the defences and the economy and all that crap. I was just having a bit of fun, you know, pancakes for everyone.
You took it too far, Dave.
Took it too far, Dave. Yeah. Oh. Okay, so.
So there's our policies. Vote for
vote
us.
Vote for That's Life, yeah.
We will.
We will not let you down.
We will form the Jersey Empire. Sorry, I mean the.
Oh, God.
The Jersey.
Theme song.
Liberation
theme song.
France.
That's Life. Not as bad as a kick in the balls.
Thank you for tuning in to another That's Life podcast with him, Dave, and me, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
It's gone very fast.
It has been a quick hour.
It's flown by.
We hope you've enjoyed this rantings and ravings of the usual kind.
Enjoy.
Just shut up.
I feel like I should say something on the end.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next time.
Bye, love you, bye.
Bye, love you, bye.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
Art text and deleted scenes.
Well, Dave, coming up on today's show, let me find a list.
Because
we're
going to
talk about... Well, yeah, I've not shown Dave the list. Dave told me... Dave didn't look at the list.
I don't care at this point. I just sort of turn up and be like, ah, oh, all right.
Yeah, that's basically what how the show works.
Well, you know, I've got a real job.
I've got a real job. I've got two real jobs: my real job and the podcast job. But anyway,
carry on.
Coming up on today's show.
Keep that in.
We're gonna be talking about the new royal baby.
No,
because Will and Kate. By the time this show's out, it will be like weeks ago, and they will have named it. But at this stage, we don't know what the baby. I feel like maybe we. I don't need to introduce this. We should just roll with it. I feel like I'm talking too much about what we're going to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Do you think, or
so we don't need
start
a, we don't need it. We don't need a contents page for this.
Well, I don't know. I mean, or should I?
I don't know. You can finish it. You can finish, and then if you don't like it, you can get rid of it.
Okay. So now I've got a nice sleek cut for the podcast.
Oh, excellent! It's a shame. Yeah, it's you can all important. You can all imagine the
yeah
sleek...
imagine. Yeah.
Baywatch.
Imagine Baywatch.
With the Rock Johnson.
Ah.
He'll be saving you. He'll be in the he'll come to save you.
Do you think they'll do a Baywatch 2?
I don't know. I didn't watch the first one actually.
You didn't watch the first one?
I didn't see the first one. I missed it before it stopped being shown in cinemas. It'll probably be on Netflix in a bit. Other streaming services.
I have it on DVD.
Oh, okay. We can watch it together when I come.
Yeah, over. When you come, it's brilliant. It's really good.
Have really a movie. Good film. We'll have a movie night.
It's the best film I've seen since Spy.
Since what?
Spy.
Oh, Spy. Yeah, it's a good one.
I think we've talked about Spy.
That's a good film. I enjoyed.
We
Spy.
May have even talked about Baywatch.
I'm sure we have. Yeah. But, I think it says a lot, doesn't it?
Well, we had a nice one from Stella Williams. I'll try it again. We had one from Stella Williams.
Stella Williams.
And she says, Neil, right?
Oh, Neil. So, yeah, all right.
So that when his name is called in the pre- oh, this is going to be terrible. Okay.
That's that, right, that's that close.
That's that done, tick. How long have we... Should we... I'm feeling like not quite at the end, but I feel like That Sport For You To You will be too long.
I agree. We could do a That Sport For You To You as a short one. That could be a short episode. That could be a short episode, actually.
What, now or like next time?
Next time.
Yeah, okay. What do you want to do now instead of just
shall we end on a... What have we been doing?
What
did we do last weekend?
What?
What? No?
What did we do last weekend?
I don't
know. Are you just making it? Are you trying to think of something? Are you?
Trying to.
No, let's... No, come on. We can find something. Right. I'm going to type something into Google.
Oh, no, you had your idea about if we were running in an election.
Oh, that's a good one. Forgot about that. Yeah. Okay. So, here in... Why are you laughing?
I don't know. It made me laugh. Anyway, let's finish up because I need to make my lunch for tomorrow.
Oh, gripping stuff.
That's Life podcast is part of Brit Pod Scene,
an independent network of uniquely British podcasts that's always growing. Check out BritPodScene.com or follow BritPodScene on Twitter to find out more.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.